Tristan, my guy. What's up, man? Bro?
Surprise.
That's a surprise. Wait, did you plan this or biglaan pwede ka na?
Biglaan lang. Yeah. I finished my work early, so might as well, right?
My guy, my, appreciate you, bro. Guys, say hello to the South Boys podcast, Angelo and Tristan. They joined me again. I guess now since they're here, we're going to have an episode. Hello to Nina. Nina, I know Nina's tuning in. Yes, sir. Hey, Tristan, I think you're blushing, bro. Why are you turning pink, bro?
Arpats is here. You know why? Arpats is here.
Nina is here. Nina, it's Tristan's turn.
So this is the day we'll get Tristan or Angelo to take their shirts off. But I like the color scheme, Angelo. I like that you match my shirt. Appreciate it. Yo, Tristan, what's the shirt? Serious? Is that a Peaky Blinders shirt, Tristan?
Nah, it's even better. It's Michael Scott, bro. Ooh, the Office, man.
The Office. Like it. Hello to Mayang. Thanks for following FYE. Nina also, thanks for following FYE. Appreciate that. Thank you for the halo. Guys, so now that we have a trio here, we're all from LaSalle, by the way. So we'll talk about college life a little bit. But what have you been up to? I mean, how's life recently in lockdown? Masaya ba?
Angelo, you want to go ahead? Man.
Same pa rin, Avs. Just watching Summer League in the morning, then go to work, then, you know, watch a movie at night.
So go to work is go from your bed to your desk on the computer. Mm-hmm. That's how work is nowadays. Right?
Exactly.
At least you save on traffic time and commuting and everything, diba?
Yeah, it's convenient. Working from home is really convenient. How about you, Tan?
I work for our company, so I'm basically doing the same thing out of quarantine or in quarantine. So I'm doing the same stuff every day. But Jesus Christ, can somebody just end this pandemic? I want to live my life. Please.
Please get vaxxed.
Yeah. What's if you can get vaccinated, please do get vaccinated.
What's the first thing you'll do when the pandemic ends? Would you travel? Because it keeps ending, it keeps popping back out. You know, I got the chance to travel lately, went to Boracay. Can I just say, being out of Manila after so long, as in, whoo, it's a much needed break, man. As in, wow. But yeah, like, where would you guys travel if pinayagan to travel and all of that?
It depends if our vaccines are allowed in other countries, you know. Sinovac lang ako, bro. Eh. Pero Sinovac lang din. I would try to go back to Japan for sure. Japan is like,
yes, sir,
the calmest place, the greatest food on earth, I think. Yes, sir. And the people are just amazing. The sights, I would love to experience Japan all over again. For sure, Japan. Ikaw, Angelo.
Well, actually, bago mag-ECQ, we have a planned trip with my friends in Boracay also, Navs. Kaso nag-ECQ. So, na-cancel. So, yun. When the pandemic ends, I think siguro yun yung first stop namin. Boracay, then also Korea last year.
Korea, we scheduled, bro.
Hindi. So, yun yung gusto ni Arpat. So, sumunod na ako.
Arpat, shout out. Let us know. You know what? Credit to you, Angelo. Happy girlfriend, happy wife, happy life, right? That's the secret sauce. Hello to Caleb Yanatics. Hello, shout out from Butuan City. Let's shout out Caleb. What's up, Caleb? What's up, thanks, bro, for joining us. What's up? Thanks to all 1,100 viewers that we now have. Let drop some gifts, some diamonds there, show some love for our boys who showed up today. Okay, so you know what? You two are in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. I'm getting married in a few months, so yes, I'm about to sign. Wow. I'm about to sign a lifetime contract, how they would say in the NBA. Zarina and Arpats with the heart eyes. So let's do this game. Unwritten loss of boyfriend / fiance / husband. I'm going to start. Okay. When you ask your special girl, are you mad? And her only response is, nah, they are mad. You better do something to make up for what you did real quick. Because you okay probably lang. Screwed yeah. up. You probably... Okay. Lang. Oh,
bro, I'm sweating right now, man.
Oh, my God. That.
Can we skip the topic?
Bro. If you say okay lang after they say, nah, you're in trouble. our specials, someone's, by the way, are... clearly enjoying this topic in the comment section. But let's go with you next, Tristan. Unwritten law of being a boyfriend. Come on, bro. Come on.
Always know where to eat. Never ask where.
Okay. Yes.
If you ask where, you're not gonna get a definitive answer. So might as well choose where she wants. And you know what she wants anyway. Bro, you're scaring me, man.
I want to thank Mil Mary Marimon for sharing this live. Of course, get this to any boyfriend out there who has an SOS for help, because I'll never quite I have to be very careful with what I say, no?
You know, is your fiance watching Navs?
Anyway. You're almost there. You got there in the bag already. We don't, man. You gotta save us here, you know.
No. Yet. Bro. Bro, you don't get it, man. The responsibilities are less when you're in the relationship stage. Just wait till you get engaged, man. Oh my god. What do you think of that, Navs? Karina asked about food. Well, you know, my fiance can be very decisive, not sarcastic at all, you know. When I ask her where she wants to eat, she gives me an answer like that kaagad, like right away. Okay. Guys, we have to drop this sarcastic topic real soon. Someone just got mad in the car. Hello to Meowski from London. Have a lovely day. Enjoy your stream. Appreciate that. Appreciate the love. Wait, Angela, it's your turn. Unwritten law of being a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, question. Someone was banging on your door. Is that your girlfriend already? Ready to like get
mad? Actually, yan yung sinasabi ko, Nabs. There's some construction here.
I was trying to make a joke, bro. It's your turn.
unwritten rule. Una yung kung saan kakain. You have to be ready with the list, with the choices. Second,
you also have to be ready in case none of those choices work. You need to have a backup to your backup. Yes.
So actually connected then to where to eat. When your girlfriend orders the wrong food and they like your food, hatiin mo na yun. Magbigay ka na lang ng auntie para sa kanila. So that's what comes to mind.
Actually, tama rin si Ed, no? Never win an argument. Take the small wins.
Don't push it. Oh my God! Yeah. Don't push it into that big L. Don't push it to that point where you mga one word replies na lang kayo with each other, and you try to
I'm married.
Ed can teach us a thing or five. By the way, Ron, our special guy, prod guy Ron, is also in a relationship. Ron might have some advice. I want to thank all 1,147 viewers now. Arpats just comment, ha 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 ha. Quotation marks, okay, quotation marks, TY. So clearly that's I will tell you this. A cold war after you fight between you and your special someone can be more intense than the cold war that the USA probably had with Russia. I am just of that belief. Good night, says Nina Marie in quotation marks. Okay. All right. Well, clearly Angela and Tristan are very comfortable about this topic right now. I see Tristan like on his defense.
I'm sweaty over here. I have sweaty palms, bro. I'm not ready.
But I think it's fair to say the reason why we are very scared, so to say, is because we treat our special, you know, someone with importance, right? So, because we hear, okay. So Karina just decides to comment. How about we talk about how cool y'all's girlfriends are? And Nina just said agree, and I have a feeling our Pats is gonna agree soon. So, gentlemen, I think our ladies have bonded together like we have now, and are ready to take us. Ready to take us head on, 3-on-3 half court hoop style.
I blame Navs, dude.
All right, okay. Let's flip the script. Let's name one thing that we would be in trouble in without our special someone. Okay, so Karina does this amazing thing where when we finally decide what to eat, she sets up, you know, the setting where we're gonna eat. She makes sure there's tissue. make sure there's alcohol, make sure there are plates and proper spoon and fork, and all the sauces are properly set up. And it just makes for an absolutely amazing dining experience. You know, she prepares the drinks too. So shout out to Karina for that. I said something positive that earned me some good.
You're trying to make up, huh?
that earned me some good fiance points tonight. all right, how about you, Angelo, this time? What you got?
Without my girlfriend, I would be like lost in the earth. I mean, the directions. Hindi ako nakakaalala ng mga directions eh. So, pag magda-drive kami, sa kanya ako nakasalalay. San pupunta? Left, kanan, kaliwa. So, talagang mawawala ako kung wala yung girlfriend ko. She's my ways. My personal ways. We don't need ways. She just knows everything. And also, not only on the road, but also in life.
Yes. Yes.
Salamat, Tito right? Boy.
She is right or she is right and she is not wrong. That's the way it goes. And even when we're right, we're wrong. I think I've just because I think like after a fight, it just feels so bad. And you're like, why did they even do that? What was the point of it? But shout out to Angela there. Diana, thanks for the halo-halo and thanks for following FYE. Thanks for everyone tuning in. Almost 1,200 viewers now. That's awesome. Guys, make it rain with the gifts. When Angela started by saying, I would be lost. I thought he was going to go like really deep. Like, you know,
yeah, me too.
I would be lost. I would be parang lost. Ganun out na rin, no? Parang ganun na din. Ooh, Nina Marie says 4.0 worthy answer. Nice.
Okay. Okay. I know where she's going. I know where she's going.
I think, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Setting Nina, you up there, bro.
Nina, I just want to let you know, I did help out. So I deserve that 4.0, but I do believe from my point of view, that without Nina, also be lost within this world for sure. But not, you know, not the way you are. I have ways. I'm not a dummy. But...
Wait. Our pats just comment galingan mo tan. So
ooh, yeah, exactly.
Pressure. Tristan, did you help Angelo make his relationship come to life? What was that process like?
Actually, Nabs, alam ko yung buong love story nila from. Ooh. Yeah, I know your whole life love story, bro. You told me since grade 6. I know.
Grade 6?
Yeah. Seventh grade, yeah, to be honest.
Hindi pa kami magkakalala nun, ha?
Bro, grade 7. Grade 7, sinabi mo sa akin. Gusto mo talaga sabihin ko, okay, handa ka ba mahiya?
Oh. Wait. We're gonna make a special podcast about this episode. We have to. But we are at 1.2k viewers now. Ron says this topic is doing good. Awesome. Guys, if you like yung pinapag-usapan namin, drop some gifts, drop some lechon, some beer, something.
Yeah, and maybe the viewers can also chime in. What's the unwritten rules for
being
a girlfriend
or boyfriend? Correct. So viewers out there, comment naman dyan, what are the unwritten laws of being a girlfriend or a boyfriend? Would appreciate the insight. Let us know. So Tristan, I actually like changed the topic a little bit to set you back up for this. Now it is your turn to give your rule or to give the one thing you appreciate about your girl. And I purposely made you go last because I wanted the pressure on you, bro. Always. Since you're wearing the Miami Heat D-Wade cap, you gotta be clutch like our boy Flash.
Of course. We don't crumble under pressure, but... I think I would also be lost without Nina for sure. She helped me throughout college and high school. But I would not be here today without Nina. And that's 100% fact. I'm not even sugarcoating anything. I know for a fact
our
significant others, they're here with us. And we're here today because of them. That's 100%.
Yes, sir. The
MVP.
Sir.
Ay, so Nina just sent a lande gift.
Ooh, it's not lande. It's not lande, but it's true. Like that.
Okay. And then Arjnabe sent the flying EPs. Uy, I like that. And then Arpat sent the pulang tabayo. I like that. I like the gifts. Keep them coming. So this topic seems like it's doing well. Okay. So let's stay in line with this topic because I like putting you guys in the spot here a little bit. See, normally when I do recordings at the South Boys, we're in our comfort zone, sports, Marvel, whatnot. 4.0, Nina says, nice one, bro. Nice one. I want to thank Arj Nabey and Jenny Cole for following FYE. Appreciate that. Okay, so let's see. What's a good question? Oh, here's a good question. Let's start with Angela this time. What is it, since getting in a relationship, since that's what it seems like our viewers want to hear about, has made you change as a person? Like, what did you discover about yourself as an individual, okay? As an individual that you did not know before your relationship. I know that's a little significant and deep, but... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're getting deep here. Like, how... Like, Ethan, I mean, if you guys... Yes, sir. Wait, whoa. You can call me Tito at 30. Although Karina's nephews and nieces call me Uncle Naveen, which I still find a little refreshing, should we say? Yeah,
I'll be real with you, dude. It's not Kuya anymore for you. It's not.
Oh, my God. I am in the Tito stage. Perfect for an Inuman session, says R-Pats. Sorry vibes, my girl. Guys, everyone, follow her on Instagram for the best astrology updates. Do trust me, not even biased. She's really amazing at what she does. But let's go to you, Angela. So what have you discovered about yourself that you like or that you now know?
Well, really a lot. Like, I can't... I can go on and on, but just to give you a background, Navs, and to all the viewers, me and Kay... we're now in like year 11 of our relationship.
Woo!
So we've been together since first year high school, but syempre in the middle nag-break din kami, you know, high school things, pero this all in all 11 years now, going 11 years. So really I grew up with that person. So I discovered a lot of things about myself, kung paano ako nag-mature. I was very different back then. If you can ask her, I really don't talk to people, and I'm a shy kid. But now, see, I'm doing a podcast. I'm here with you, Uncle,
wild.
In front of 1,000 viewers.
Wild.
So yeah, I think just growing up with her, I've learned a lot. She definitely taught me a lot too. And her family also, shout out to a very loving family, the very loving family of my girlfriend. And those guys are like my second family. And yeah, just the maturity, the process of maturing with her, growing with her. I definitely learned a lot from her. So Tan,
wow. Na.
Yo, I can back
Dang.
That up. I can back that
Dang.
Up.
Dang, even I'm like, shit. How do we live up to that? Okay, before we do so, let's shout out some of the comments. Nina Marie says, pa invite sa kasal, Kay. I'm sure that's gonna happen. Congratulations, says Karina, to both of you, Angelo and Kay. R-Pats, Angelo, Anjos, why so quiet? And R-Pats says, may milk tea ka sa akin, mamaya. Damn, bro. You got that milk tea. All right. Tristan, let's go with you. What about you? Have you discovered or have you reflected upon since you got in a serious relationship?
I don't want to count the number of years. I might be wrong. But...
good start, bro. Really good start.
Nina.
Nah, I'm just saying. Pero, since fourth year high school, me and Nina have been together, and honestly, it's the same with Angelo. I'm not mature. Very, what you call this? Dumb when I speak. I don't really think as much. But ever since I got in a relationship with Nina, she taught me how to be a little bit more patient. As you know, Angelo, I'm not a very patient guy. I'm not, I have, you know, outbursts in and here and there, but ever since with Nina, I realized that there's someone who's going to be there for you at the end of the day, and it's going to be amazing because she's going to understand everything that you have to go through. Right?
Damn,
so sir. I'm so fucking thankful for that. For real.
I like it.
That's the best part about it, I think. Yeah.
Amazing.
Parang di mo pa sinasagot. Madaya, madaya.
I will answer. Arpat sent a lande. Thank you. Nina sent a flying EPs and a lechon. She sent us a lechon, guys. Appreciate you, Nina. Thank you. All right. So with Karina, I think ultimately I'm going to keep it short and simple. But I think before her, I felt like I was speeding through life. Like, you guys know me, I'm an ambitious person, right? I'm like about what's the next goal? What's the next thing to accomplish? What's the next story to break? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's about that vibe. So it was almost like I forgot to make every day count. I forgot to make every day count. I forgot to appreciate the little joys every day. But since I got with her, she's taught me that the true enjoyments and pleasures of life is enjoying the simple and little things every single day. And without her, I would have never discovered that. So to some degree, she saved my life by doing that. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Save some for the vows, bro.
Bro, I'm setting up the vows big time. Well, all right, so I think that's a good place to leave this lovey topic at. But I appreciate our girls, our Pats and Nina, and of course Karina for the comments. Karina hasn't replied to my last statement yet. Maybe she's typing up something, or maybe I would like to think she's in a state of shock. All right, so
that's cap, dude.
All right,
get her name right in the wedding nabs.
We don't want a raw situation here, man.
But okay, let's get to the next topic now, which is De La Salle, because three of us were once froshies, man. Froshies at DLSU. I was ID 109. I'm not even gonna ask y'all what ID numbers y'all were. I will defend myself. I will defend. Oh wow. Well, I will defend myself by saying that I entered college at 16 years old. Yes, sir. We didn't have grade 7 in my high school. So I was an early bird in college. So as you can see, since I was the most immature in class most of the time, I was always the one being sent out. I once had a chalk thrown at me. One of the first weeks of class. I will never forget.
At college?
Yes, college, bro. College, yeah. As in, the teacher is so mad. I'm talking to my batchmate. Next thing I know, a chalk just hits me in the head. I'm like, what the hell? And everyone is staring at me. I'm like, shit. Shit. And then I'll never forget. Okay, so one time we had an anthropology class. You guys took anthropology in college?
Yeah.
So anthropology, right? So sometimes it's entertaining. And sometimes, you know, you tend to drift off, think about, you know, the games going on, watch games on your phone. So I'm like talking to my friends in class. I was a frosher also, first ever trimester. And you know me, like I like to laugh. I like to smile. I like to make jokes and whatnot, right? One time the teacher tells me, let's leave the classroom. She tells me, okay, I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, like, shit, I guess I'm going to get scolded at. So she legit looks at me with pure concern and is like, Naveen, do you need psychological help? I kid you not. Hello to Kate. Thanks for joining the stream. Head to Ennako now. What? Anyway, so she's like, do you need psychological help? And I'm like, I don't think so. And she's like, it's just because I always seen you smiling out to the window or smiling, looking at something. And I'm there thinking in my head, like, well, honestly, it's because I'm not really paying attention to you. But then I was like, no, thank you. I'll think of your offer. And I never spoke to her again after that. She did not give me the best of grades. I am not surprised. But anyway, I bring those up because I figured I was thinking about Frosh Day, some of the memorable experiences, which leads me to my next question. Like, give me some of your memorable experiences in college, particularly when you're a freshman.
Oh, that's gonna be easy, I think. For me, I met this professor. His name is Jake Go. He's the best dude I've ever met in college. I think he's a cool ass professor, and he always helped me throughout everything. And shout out ko lang yung business niya. I think his business is Parts Pro. This is free media for you if you're listening. But he's literally like one of us. I cannot stated enough. He's so fun. He teaches really, really well. And one time, he just taught me how to... he taught us how to use an Excel properly. I forgot which one. And there was this particular basketball player that we all know was in our class. And we were told to highlight... Oh, yeah.
Sorry, there's breaking news.
Go for it.
There's breaking news. UP Fighting Maroons has just announced their new head coach. Their new head coach is Goldwyn Monteverde. It has just been announced by the UPMBT Twitter account themselves. And that's official now. We have a new head coach at UP. But anyway, Tristan, go on with your story.
There was a particular basketball player who did not know how to highlight cells on Excel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Jesus Christ, I never laughed in my life so hard. Because when when my professor saw and asked him, like, how do you not know how to highlight cells? He just said the, you know, PI word so hard in class. And like, wow. How did you reach college? I laughed so fucking hard. Dude. I'm never going to forget that. But after that, I knew he was my guy. And until to this day, I still talk to him. He has a podcast, I think, about cars.
Wow.
Yeah. So shout out to my guy, Jake, forever. He's forever my friend for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So, Angela, I want to get to you about this topic, but I also want to talk about the UP coaching situation for a bit since it's breaking news on air. First time I think this has ever happened. Oh, shout out to Ron. Great job.
That's Ron.
So, yes, Goldwyn Monteverde, of course, led the NU Bullpups to consecutive championships in the high school division of the UEAP. A lot of the recruits he had while he was a coach for NU, Carl Tamayo, Terence Fortea, Jerry Abadiano, are now, of course, with the UP Fighting Maroons basketball team. So what I've heard about Coach Goldwyn is, one, he's a disciplinarian. He's a no BS kind of guy. He whips his teams into shape. That involves consecutive hours of training, of working hard every single day, getting better. He also acts as a consultant for many college players, athletes in the sports community. They turn to him for advice. And I think the record speaks for itself. He's had winning seasons. There are those who aren't exactly the best fans of how his attitude is, but sometimes that's the kind of attitude you show when you become a strict disciplinarian and you try to whip your team into shape. I'm very... very curious to see how he's going to train this basketball team. He's going to get a lot of time. One of the things I heard is that if the virus situation doesn't improve, UEAP might return September 2022 instead of February 2022, which to some degree kind of makes sense. You don't want to risk COVID breakouts and whatnot until you're ready. And of course, you can't have a college athletic season if you don't have college students in face-to-face classes. So... Tristan, Angelo, whoever of you want to go first. Let's go with you first. Yeah, Tristan. What are your thoughts about Coach Goldwyn replacing Coach Bo as head coach of the UP Fighting Maroons?
Of course, it's not a knock on Coach Bo, whatever I'm going to say now. But I think the culture change is about to happen for the UP Fighting Maroons. Coach Goldwyn, I've heard a lot from him from NCAA juniors, if I'm not mistaken, or UAP juniors. I'm not very familiar in the high school scene. But people forget that when Kai Soto was playing for Ateneo, Coach Goldwyn Monteverde beat the Kai Soto-led team in the championship. It was, as you said, Carl Tamayo, Terence Fortea, Kevin Cambao, if I'm not mistaken, they beat that Kai Soto-led team. So you know that teams under Coach Goldwyn, they're going to be disciplined, they're going to work hard, and you know they're going to bring it every game for sure. So, yeah, basically that's the first thoughts on Coach Goldwyn. I think it's a great hire. Although I did see you tweet out, I think a Ukrainian coach or a Serbian coach was also in the running for UP coach. I'm not sure. I'm not very familiar with his name. But overall, I think Coach Goldwyn, it's going to be interesting. He's going to change the culture there. And a disciplinarian coach always gets hate for no reason at all. I mean, it's his job to coach hard. So might as well.
Angela, how about you?
I agree with everything Tristan said. I think I'm not in a position. I'm going to be honest. I am not in a position here to give my opinion. I don't really know much about Coach Goldwyn and his history. So I just agree with Tristan. Nabili ba ako dun, Tan? Alam mo yung info niya. But for the UP Fighting Maroons, it's really interesting to see. It's a new coach, new culture, new players. As you said, with the recruits, Navs, and their vets. I think, you know, the Gomez de Lianos, they left already. So it's gonna be interesting to see what type of basketball team, what's gonna be their identity under this new coach.
For sure. As we see the statement here from Coach Bo Parasol, the former head coach of the UP men's basketball team. Of course, I think it's worth noting, I've said this before, I will say it again, Coach Bo did a great job with UP. Every season he was there, they improved. He helped bring that culture from a losing culture to a team that made the finals, a contender. Of course, one of the assets of UP is how they've become such a good program in terms of recruiting top high school talent. And I think it would be criminal to not mention how Coach Bo did such a great job in helping make that happen. His presence as a father figure went a long way with a lot of his players, former, and those who are in the team now. Jamor, thanks for the halo-halo. Appreciate that. Thanks to all nearly 1,350 viewers right now. Awesome. But yeah, I think it's a new era for the UP Fighting Maroons. I think Coach Goldwyn will bring a no-nonsense approach. And he's already used to a lot of the young talent there. Now, take note, like you mentioned, the veterans are gone. The GDLs are gone. Bright Akoeti is not coming back. Kobe Paras has moved on to the States. The only veterans you can kind of make a point that are still there are Richie Rivero, number one, who will have one season left of eligibility, and CJ Cancino, who is going to play his first season with UP after transferring out of UST. But overall, the fate of the Fighting Maroons, their potential is in, of course, their young roster. Carl Tamayo showed out for Gilas. Terrence Portea, we know what he's capable of. He's a knockdown shooter, great player. And you have a lot of the other young recruits there. So let's see. I think in terms of a stern hand, but also a smart basketball mind leading the way, Coach Goldwyn is a great choice. I also want to shout out Patrick Aquino, the undefeated head coach of the NU Lady Bulldogs. He applied for the UP Maroons job. He did not get it, although it would be fantastic to see Coach Patrick get the chance to see what he can do in the men's division soon. And the Serbian Dutch coach who applied was Tony Vujanic, and it seems like he did not get this job, but he has also, he's, when I did an interview with him, he said that he would love to coach Philippine basketball, so that's a name you should watch out for. Mm-hmm. From what I also learned last night, there was a Greek coach who applied for this UP job also, but it seems like UP has decided to take the route of Coach Goldwyn, which has been rumored for months. So we'll see. UAAP, so exciting. Let's end with here, guys. We're almost at 2 hours here. Great stream so far. But give me the three things each you're looking forward to watch when UAP basketball returns. I know there's a lot of aspects there, but let's start with you, Angelo.
Of course, I'm excited to watch our LaSalle. How do they look, Animo? And this UP team also is interesting. What else? The recruits, I think, from high school where di pa natin sila napapanood ever. So I'm also excited to see them to play in the UAP in the college ranks. So also Ateneo to defending their title. Of course, there's still a juggernaut in the UAP, so I'm also interested to see who's got like the best chance to kick them off the throne. What about you, Tan?
Of course, you're gonna say I'm biased because I'm from DLSU, but I'm really, really looking forward to seeing our boys go out there. We have the Phillips Pros coming in. We have Kevin Kumbau playing his first year, so I'm really looking forward to a good season for the DLSU Green Archers. But at the same time, I really want to see how much Ateneo can still take it to that next level, you know, without key players from last season. And the last thing is, honestly, I just want to see how UP is going to fare with transfers from CJ Cancino, Joel Cagulangan is also there. My guy Brix Ramos is playing in the UAAP. Angelo, we had him on the show. Yeah, I'm really excited for the upcoming season. I hope that we do see some names from Adamson and NU to come up. And I just want to see everybody grow from this season, for real. I'm so excited for UAAP. What about you, Nuffs? Are you okay?
Excitement is right. Sorry, I was just researching all the breaking that's happened. By the way, update two in the PBL finals. Creamline won the first set, 25-23. They're two sets away from winning the PBL Open Conference Championship. Of course, guys, watch PBL. Support our local leagues too. Angelo, Tristan, I appreciate the time. Guy, you can catch these two gentlemen at the South Boys Podcast. Search them all over the internet. They're on Spotify. Check out my YouTube too. Some of their videos that they do, we post it on my YouTube. Check them out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow them everywhere. And gentlemen, I appreciate the time. Our Pats, no Kumu without you. Thank you for that gift. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. We're at 1389 viewers, almost at 1.4K. That is amazing. And we'll catch you guys for next week's episode. Nina Marie with some heart eyes to end the show. Thank you so much. Angelo, Tristan, you both have a great weekend, and I can't wait to see what else you guys come up with soon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Navs.
Thanks, Navs.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Take care, everybody.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.